Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to a live Sunday. Applause. You hear it? That is called silence. The symphony of silence. The symphony of sound is silence. It's beautiful sound, silence. Have you ever been in silence? It's a beautiful place to be. After the show tonight, practice it. Just be still and know that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be, and that's listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Listen, I've been here for 11 years. Where have you been? If it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what's going on in your life. Or you can hit me up on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio, which is, I have to make a disclaimer, since we're a live show, I don't do live shows as much anymore. Listen, I gave you all my youth, okay? I gave you 10 years of my youth to be here every Sunday night, and all the things that I missed, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, because that's why we're Max and Friends. I need to change the show to Max and Family, because that's what we've become. First time you're a friend, second time you're family, here on Max and Friends. So my Instagram is going to become at Max Tucci. Somebody, listen how chic this is. Somebody stole my name. Don't you love it? I tell you. They say that, what is it? Something is the ultimate flattery, right? To be copied or to be, oh, whatever. You know what these sayings, words are just words. Like Madonna says, they're useless. Often meaningless unless you consciously create them. So tonight here on Max and Friends, we're going to have an awesome, awesome show. We're going to totally have a great conscious conversation, because in the studio is Dr. Tanji, who has a show here on LA Talk Radio. And we've got a lot to talk about because we've had her on Jessica's show. It hasn't aired yet. But y'all, since we're a live show, I forgot to tell you all. I won a Telly Award for Best Producer of a Web Series for The Polish Woman, which airs Mondays on LA Talk Radio at 1 o'clock with host Jessica Bunvac. Jessica's not only the host, she's the creator. She's an amazing force. She's beautiful to watch. She's beautiful to listen to. She becomes your best friend, because all of a sudden you're sitting like, oh my God, I love Jessica Bunvac. So watch The Polish Woman. It's a show for women, by women. I'm the honorary woman on the show. I'm fine with that. I grew up with a house of women. So call me what you want, as long as you call me. But we are producing some great shows. There are conversations that are hard conversations. So Mondays, we extend the invitation to you to be part of that hard conversation sometimes, where there's things you don't want to talk about. Like, we're going to be talking about how to write a will, and why women need to have their own finances in order, and why women need to have their own will in order, and why women need to have their own health practitioner in order. All kinds of things that women need to know that they don't want to know or they don't want to discuss, because sometimes there's that myth that if I write my will, I'm going to die. Well, you know what? If that's the way it goes... That's the way it goes. At least you got your stuff in order. So check out that show. And then also natural disasters. We have an expert coming on the show talking about what to do in a natural disaster. And the first thing she said, and we're going to talk about women because that's just how the Polish Woman, but what she told women, and this can go to man too, if you wear flip-flops or if you wear high heels in your car, bring a pair of sneakers. Because if you got to run, you better throw them on and get running. And it's not going to happen in high heels, and it's not going to happen in flip-flops. So always carry a pair of sneakers in the car. That's something I learned. Never even thought about it. And also have $200 in single dollar bills. Because if you have to buy a banana, you don't want to give them $100 because they're not going to give you change for it. So it's going to be a $100 banana unless you got your $200 in singles ready. Think about it like going to the strip club, except it's your insurance for getting food. But tonight on the show, Dr. Tanji's joining us. We're going to talk about kingdom principles and what do they mean to her life. And also, just, we're going to have a good time. I know we are, because when Jessica and I were in the studio one day filming the show, we're walking out. And I see this. I've been here y'all 11 years, and I've seen a lot of people coming in and out of this studio, in and out of this studio. A lot that come in and more that go out. And it's okay. You know why? Because it's all a collective energy. So if you don't want to be here, then that's okay. The invitation is to go and always come back when you're ready. But there was this woman sitting in the lobby, not the green room, the lobby. And we're walking and we're like, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Like, just nice to see you. And then we get to the writer. I'm like, Jess, we got to go back. She's like, why? I'm like, we got to go back. She's like, what? I'm like, there's something about her. We got to go back. This light was bright, y'all. This light was bright. So I'm grateful to have that light here tonight on Max and Friends. So welcome to the show for the first time. First time your friend, second time your family, Dr. Tanji.
Thank you so very much.
I'm so grateful you're here.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here too.
You're on the other side of the table tonight.
Yes. And it is so different. But it's fun.
It's a different view, right?
It is.
It's a different view.
Absolutely.
It's a different view. So let's get into the genesis of you and your story. I know a little bit because of Jessica's show, but you have quite the story.
Yeah, I know. Where do I start? First,
the
thank
genesis
you.
Of the who genesis. You are.
You know, I am, see if I can hear myself here. I am a product of a very beautiful relationship. My mom was 15, my dad was 37. And you say, well, what's the beauty in that in today's culture? The beautiful thing is that my mom had a choice. She honestly, at 15 years old, not having a mother, she could have aborted me, but she didn't. She chose to allow me to have life. And it's been beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's been tough, but it's been worth it.
Mm.
Yeah. Came from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Born in Mississippi, born and raised in Mississippi. And I tell the story because little children would always say, oh, you talk so white. And I would say,
what does that mean?
What is white?
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Mississippi. But, you know, growing up, I knew what I wanted to be growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how.
Mm-hmm. What did you want to be growing up?
I wanted to be an actress or a medical doctor.
Okay.
And I got to do both.
You see.
Yeah.
Now that's conscious creation because, you know, I think also as a child, there's daydreaming. And daydreaming allows you to create the stage for your life.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important to daydream because your daydreams can be turned into reality.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And if you could see it in your mind, you could hold it in your hand.
Right.
And you did both.
I did both.
Okay. So from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Then where do you go?
From Mississippi to Jackson. Jackson, mm-hmm. Mississippi, I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling this story to my daughter. She asked me these random questions. So, Ma, you know, can you give me a little bit about you?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So I was working full time, 40 hours a week. I was going to school doing 23 semester credit hours. So I was taking a full load with three children, about to be divorced, and two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I wanted to go to med school.
Mm-hmm.
I was a top seller at the store. So I had to make a choice. The manager comes and says, hey, listen, your sales are wonderful, but we want to increase your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I couldn't take that responsibility on. So I said, listen, I really want to go to school. You know, maybe I can go part time. And their thing to me was, you're going to have to choose school or work. And I'm thinking, okay, I chose school.
Okay.
So I'm 27 years old, three children. What am I doing?
What made you choose school?
I knew that education was going to unlock some doors for me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. I knew if I even thought about going into the medical field, and in the back of my mind, you're a woman who happened to be black, so you better get some education under your belt. And then I saw
In this country.
Yeah.
In this country.
Yeah. Titles are so, man, my God, I don't even use the title.
Well, you know what's interesting is like when I hear that, you know, when I hear someone refer to their skin color as something's who they are, what it saddens me because that's so this country.
I know.
And what saddens me even more is that I had this conversation yesterday about how even though slavery has been abolished.
Yes.
What it has become is a mental slavery.
Yes.
Where color becomes something that is like a pattern and a pathology rather than just I am all.
Yes.
I come from the I am. Therefore,
yes.
I am the I am. I am of the I am. It blows my mind that like it saddens me and blows my mind at the same time that even today we still have that still percolates through the energy.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
You knew education was important for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. So I quit the job, went to school,
yeah.
And then I ran into someone over at a biology lab that said, hey, have you started looking at med school?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I'm just here to take the prerequisites and I'll deal with that. And we're like, no, you've got to plan.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me the name of a school that was geared toward older people. That would be me. I was 27, 31 going to 30 going to med school.
Perfect.
And
Yeah, right. No, you know why it's perfect? Because I have a strong belief that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And where you were at that moment was exactly, and you couldn't have been there sooner or later. You had to have been there then. And that's for everyone.
That's for everyone.
And that will change. It will shift your consciousness when you're in traffic and you're pissed and stressed and whatever. Yeah. All you do is get in that breath and say, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. Because that's just the divine order of where you're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
So that's the perfect age for you, because do you honestly think that any time sooner you would have been prepared?
No.
You would have been ready.
Absolutely not.
See, and that's the thing. I love the saying, when we laugh, when we plan, God laughs.
Oh, I know. Right? I know. Absolutely.
It's true, because you become part of that whole whatever it is, and you think you know what's right for you.
Right.
Instead of just, you know, surrender doesn't look like you got to cover up. Surrender is like open arms.
Absolutely.
Here I am.
Absolutely.
Right. So it's perfect. 30 going into 31.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you're studying.
Yeah. And I, my travels took me to El Paso, Texas.
Of all places.
Of all places. So here I am doing didactics in El Paso.
Okay.
And then that particular program had me going into Yugoslavia.
Right.
So I was in Serbia.
Of all places.
Of all places.
From Mississippi to Serbia.
From Mississippi, absolutely.
That is your book title.
Oh,
from Mississippi to Serbia and everywhere in between.
So you asked the genesis. It was divine order.
It was.
It was really divine order. You're absolutely right.
But you know, when there's a calling and you don't answer the phone, you're still supposed to be where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
But when you answer the phone, the whole universe rises up
to
meet you.
Absolutely.
It's the joy rising moment.
The joy rising
moment. So you go from Texas to Siberia.
Yep.
Serbia.
Serbia. And then
maybe you're going to Siberia next.
Oh, no, please, Max. Don't tell him. So from
him means her husband. He's in the studio tonight with us.
From Serbia to Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then here I am thinking,
the 404.
Okay, I'm going to be here. My life is about to be good, man. I'm about to go on and get into, you know, medicine.
Now, when you say your life is about to be good, what part of it was bad?
I think the challenges of money. You know, I was thinking, and I've got to be open, honest, and sincere here. I was thinking from a place of lack. I was operating from a place of lack.
Many people do.
And it's the best destroyer of a life.
Well, you know what the joy of money is? And I think this is what the confusion is. People give money power, which I think is interesting. All it is an exchange for one thing to another. Every action has a reaction.
Right.
So if I give you something, I want something in return. That's a lot of people's thought. So all that money is, you know, when you put a price on it and you put a figure on it is when the confusion sits in. If you look at it as just an exchange, it doesn't matter what the figure is.
Right.
Because it's an exchange for something in return. And when you give, you get. And when you get, you give. Right?
That's a good
analogy. So money now.
Yeah.
So you felt like you were in a place of lack.
Yes.
And a lot of people are going through that and listening and hearing and understanding and say, girl, I'm there. I've been there.
Absolutely.
Or that's where I'm headed.
Right. Right.
Right.
How many times have I been there? Oh, my God.
So what shifted?
I honestly believe it was every experience that I had gone through up to that point, that point being something's got to give here. I can't continue doing this. This is, you know, so I'm thinking Atlanta is going to be the place of milk and honey for me. And then I get there and I'm going, I'm doing my rotations. I'm in a great program. And then this one lady, I have one patient who's in a coma. And daily I would sit by this woman's bedside praying, just sitting there praying with her,
praying
for her. God, let your will be done. Let your will be done in her life. Allow her to come back and have a good quality of life. That's what I wanted for her. And sure enough, she came back. And the charge nurse comes in and says, you're going to have to go to a facility because you don't have anyone at home to take care of you. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this woman has been in a coma. She had no one to come up. I've been here every day. Now she has to go into a facility. Light bulb, home care agency. I'm thinking, home care? Man, I don't want to do home care. I want to deliver babies with these big hands, and I want to make a good living. But then that shift, the paradigm shifted where it was no longer about you, Tanj. It's about your children and your unborn grandchildren. I die, you'll give them a wonderful medical degree. And they can say, my mom was a doctor.
Right.
But if I live, then they can say, she showed us how, mm-hmm. and now we're doing it.
The legacy.
Absolutely. So that was the shift. Yeah. I started operating from that place of abundance.
Once there's that paradigm shift, you know, Bob Proctor plays a big influence in my life. And people are like, what does paradigm shift mean? What is all this about? Yes. And you know what? We're not going to talk about it tonight because it's in depth. You know, really,
it really is.
It becomes a life class.
It does.
And tonight we're talking about you and your life. So if you want to know more about it, Google Bob Proctor, listen to Procter & Gamble and listen to what they talk about and the paradigm shifting because it will. Listen, here's the reality. If you're open to a change or open to shifting, then just be open to receiving. Yes. So, okay, I've got some questions for you.
All right, I'm
so
ready.
You're now in Atlanta.
Yes.
You're now doing home care?
Well, I was finishing up with the program that I was in, internship program, and getting ready to matriculate into going into residency.
Okay.
Before doing that, after seeing this beautiful lady come back and say she's discovered that she has to go into a facility, I began to research home care and then discovered that there was a really large, vast amount of people that needed it and will need it because of our baby boomers. So that's how the business started. Prior to that, or along with that, paralleling with that, this gentleman over to my left was at a traffic light, bald head guy, and I'm in the truck with my boys. I look over to my right and see him. He's the one that said, you've been talking about this business. Why don't you do this business? I'm like, man, no, I cannot. I've gone broke. I lost my husband, my first husband. I'm just not going to do it.
Weren't you homeless at one point?
Yes, I was.
We got to talk about that. But we got to leave the suspense there. This is how we do radio. There's a song called Lead Me to the Water, and we're going to play it here on Max and Friends by Sharon Agati. Lead Me to the Water. When we're back, Dr. Tanji's going to tell us about her life and how she was homeless. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Right now, Lead Me to the Water.
Does he know the conflict in my soul? You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. You all know Sharon's been here a bunch of times, but there's something about that song, Lead Me to the Water. I love the water. It's purifying to me. So of that, my guest, Dr. Tanji, before we get into the whole wholeness, you know, you got to give them something to make them want to come back to hear what's it all about. But your life brought you to the Dr. Tanji show.
Yeah.
So let's plug that real quick, and then we'll get back into your story. So tell us about the show.
Oh, the show is, you know, it's founded on kingdom principles, right? Mm-hmm. It's a show because I didn't really have anybody to say, hey, come and let me show you how to do this. I made so many mistakes that I vowed when I honestly began to live these principles, mm-hmm. I'm going to go back and anybody that'll listen, even if mm-hmm. nobody listens, I'm going to tell them about this and this works. Because it's a mind shift, that paradigm shift that I talk about.
Kingdom principles.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so the show is when?
The show is on Monday. No, that's Talk to Tanji on Mondays, Facebook Live on Mondays at 5 p.m. The show is on Wednesdays at 2 p.m.
Pacific LA Talk Center. Radio.
Absolutely.
So Wednesdays, 2 yes. p.m., yes. Dr. Tanji, yes. 2, 5 o'clock East Coast time.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And you can get it at the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. Go get it. You can hear my show, Dr. Tanji's show, 80 shows here on LA Talk Radio, latalkradio.com. And the beautiful thing is if you miss any shows for mine, you can go to latalkradio.com/Max. There we have 11 years of archives. Yours is latalkradio.com/...
Dr. Tanji Show.
There you go. And uh-huh. you get all the shows
Absolutely.
There. So
Absolutely.
archives of yeah. all the lessons yeah. learned. No mistakes, only lessons learned.
Right.
So yeah. we'll get into kingdom practices
okay.
in a minute.
Okay.
So now... let's talk about the homeless part. Because that, I remember when you were on Jess's show, we were like, what?
I know. And I was so embarrassed at one time to even tell that story. But that is a part of yeah. you know, the tapestry of me. So
right.
it's important that you know when you are going after something, when you're living for a purpose that's mm-hmm. so much bigger and so much greater than you are, mm-hmm. you got to kind of go down to go up. If that makes any sense.
Perfect sense.
And a lot of times people, and I'll use myself, I don't mm-hmm. want to do that. Man, I've got an MD degree. I don't want to tell anyone I was homeless. But it is the truth. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even, 4 years ago that we were experiencing that.
Yeah.
Lost a heck of a lot of business and didn't know how to say it's time for me to go home. No, I came out here because this was my land of milk and honey. This mm-hmm. was my opportunity to thrive.
Sharon just sang where there are oceans of milk and honey.
Oh, really? Yeah. So yeah. that's how that happened.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell anyone because mm-hmm. it wasn't because, oh, my God, you know, yes, there was some embarrassment. But, Max, I've got a relationship with a man called mm-hmm. God.
Okay.
That's his title. And having that relationship... it means that I am his responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's his responsibility to get me where
when God says
be.
go.
Absolutely.
Right?
He knew where I was.
That's right.
You know. So it was a learning situation.
You know, there's that beautiful saying, I don't know where I'm going, but I know who I'm going with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And that's what I did.
That's what you did.
That's what I did.
It's, you know, here's the beauty of life. It just unfolds in so many beautiful different ways.
Yeah. Yes,
you know, and it's unfortunate that we're in a society where judgment is part of, yes. you know, people's I don't even want unconsciousness.
Right.
Because it's not a conscious
no,
thing.
No,
judgment
no,
isn't conscious.
It's not consciousness. No.
Judgment is no. unconsciousness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And unconscious conversations happen every day.
Absolutely.
And we've got to break that pattern and pathology of unconscious conversations.
Right.
Unconscious consciousness.
Right.
And just being unconscious.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So your show is all about consciousness.
Yes.
And conscious conversations.
Yes.
So when I was like, Dr. Tanji got to come on my show. Because that's what we do here on Magic Friends. Because it's about sharing our story.
Yes.
You know, and sharing yeah. everything that we've gone through because somewhere, somehow, even if it's one and they hear and they, everybody wants this. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see me?
Mm-hmm.
And do I matter?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
That's it. Validation.
Absolutely. That's it.
And when you say, I hear you, I mm-hmm. see you, and you matter.
And you matter.
Whether it's through this show, your show, right. I love you.
Yes.
Whatever it is, yeah. a hug, a smile, a gaze in the
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah.
You know, one thing a lot of people don't really do is they don't look at the homeless, speaking of homeless.
Mm.
They drive on by.
Yeah.
Connect. even if they just see your eyes.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a beauty to that.
Absolutely.
So, kingdom principles.
Yeah.
For you, what are they?
I'm glad you asked. The kingdom is an invisible place. Mm-hmm. It is the place where God resides. Mm-hmm. It is a place that has a government mm-hmm. to everything it does. Because we are from the I am, mm-hmm. that means we're part of mm-hmm. that government. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got you.
Now, the principles, it's just what it is. It's a discipline. Mm-hmm. If you say you're going to do something, then the principle is do it. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Well, I can't do it because the dog died. Mm. That's not what you said. So you
don't make an excuse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's easy to make excuses.
Oh, tell me about it. We're giving them
a life class tonight.
Oh my God.
But excuses are good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Excuses are the poison ivy in the garden.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
They still grow there.
Yep.
But they'll lich like a mother if you don't take care of it.
Right.
Right? So no, it's true. It's true.
Absolutely.
And it's easy to make the excuses.
What?
And it's easy to say, but. Because what but means is forget what I just said and now listen mm-hmm. to what I'm going to say.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
So why do we make the excuses?
It's a plethora of reasons why. Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons for me mm-hmm. was I was lazy.
Okay.
Okay. I just got to be honest.
Yeah.
This is the environment for me to thrive and be honest, right?
Right.
I was just lazy. I knew
I
could.
A lot of us are.
But I wouldn't challenge myself.
Right.
I know I can write that book.
Who was holding you accountable?
Who was holding me accountable? Perhaps that man there in the corner. He would always get on to me and say, you keep saying you're going to do something, but you don't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get it, honey. Excuses are for the weak.
Mm.
That's what he'd tell me.
You know, it's beautiful. And I learned this recently is that we need to have someone that holds us accountable. A friend, a spouse,
absolutely,
a sibling,
right.
Someone that says,
yeah,
you said you were going to do it. You didn't do it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because sometimes it's nice to fall into the lazy.
Who are you telling?
It's nice to fall in the big sofa with the blanket.
Absolutely.
And go on Netflix and watch Blown Away.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Right.
It's easy.
Yes.
But it gets us nowhere. And if that's your thing,
I
am not here to judge anybody.
Right.
If you want to sit there and be lazy and do your thing,
Absolutely.
Then you know what?
Absolutely.
That's on you.
Absolutely.
And have fun, enjoy doing it. For me, it doesn't work.
It doesn't
and
work.
For you, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
So
work.
You did it.
Yes. Yes.
So the kingdom principles.
Yes.
Continue.
Well, Dr. Miles Monroe is a premier author. God bless his soul. He's passed away now. He was killed in an airplane accident. But he wrote such a vivid book about how to live the life. And it's not about things.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your assignment.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote a book about how to live your life mm-hmm. with these principles.
You know what I love? He died living his life.
That's it.
Because it was a plane crash. He was going somewhere.
Absolutely. He was.
That's the fun part.
Oh, my God.
That is the fun part.
I never thought about that. Huh.
Yeah. And I want to know where he was going. You got to find out.
He was actually going back to his church.
You see?
Yep. He had just left a conference. And mm-hmm. I think, I can't remember.
He went back to his church.
He went back
just
to his church.
Just not his church.
Ha. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So I began to read this and how to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started applying it to mm-hmm. my life. I was already a fan of fasting. I believe mm-hmm. in fasting and praying.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And I just finished, I think, maybe I'd gone on my second 40-day fast, the 17th day. I'm sitting on the sofa, and I'm closing up my Bible, and I tell this man here, I'm done.
Okay.
I quit.
Okay.
And he said, oh, dear God, my wife is losing her mind.
Okay.
And I said, oh, I can't do it anymore.
What was it you couldn't do?
I couldn't do religion.
I don't blame you.
Anymore. I know, but.
I get it.
I was born in the Bible Belt.
I get it.
So that's all we knew on Sundays, you know?
I get it all.
But it wasn't that I don't believe in the power of God or I don't believe in Jesus.
No.
It has nothing to do
at
with
all.
That. It's just, I'm going to a creator, my creator, and I'm begging.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't going with, hey, Dad, you know what's going on, so I just want to stay here and worship you right now. I was, God, would you please pay the light bill?
Yeah.
Would you please pay the gas bill?
Desperation.
Yeah.
And how many times you asked for it?
Oh, my God.
There's nothing worse than a repetitive prayer.
Say
it once and let it go.
Yeah.
That's how simple it is.
You don't believe what you're asking.
You don't.
So I said, I'm done. So I started running. I said, what is it that he came for?
Mm-hmm.
He came to give us back what we had given away,
mm-hmm.
which was dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was born to be a leader.
And power.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we don't get there because we get in our heads that you got to have that 9-to-5.
Patterns and pathology.
Yeah.
I don't understand 9-to-5.
Oh.
I don't. That's a robotic man-made 9-to-5. When people say 1+1=2, I'm confused because in my world, 1+1 could equal 3 or infinity.
For me, it's 4.
You know, because if a man and a woman are pregnant, all of a sudden there's 1+1=3.
Right.
And there's a million molecules in this bottle. It's not just one water.
Right.
So I agree with that whole thing, the robotic thing.
Yep.
So then?
After that, I started reading again and putting these principles to work. Met this wonderful woman named Jeannie Jones, Kitty of the City, who's the executive producer of the show. And she just began to take me to a whole nother dimension in this is how you play out these principles. And that's what she does. Yeah. She doesn't know it, but she does.
She does.
She forces you to get in tune with you and do something. And I do it.
And you do it.
I do it.
Yeah.
Tired, but I do it.
So how do you get ready?
How do you get ready? How do I get ready?
How do you personally?
Oh my gosh.
For whatever it is you're going to
do. For whatever it is, it's a lot of praying. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of imagination. I'm using my imagination my Caden and my grandson would say, Nana, you got to use your imagination.
You do.
So I use my imagination and I see it as already done. What's the purpose of me doing it is what I'm asking. Mm-hmm. Who's going to benefit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The intentions behind
it. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's not about me.
No.
It's about that one person.
It's about collective.
Mm, yes.
About us. Because then that one brings it to the next, to the next. You know, a long time ago, I told them here at the studio, I said, I don't want to know my numbers. Doesn't mean anything to me.
Ah.
And when people say, so what's your listenership? I'm like, you're missing the point then.
I thought I was the only one who had lost her mind.
No.
I don't do the numbers. Jeannie keeps up with that, and she does a wonderful job.
That's fine, but for me, for the host, if I leave here a better person.
Absolutely.
So that's how I get ready. Another way I get ready is by this song. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back. I'm your host, Max Uchi, for Max and Friends. My guest, Dr. Tanji. I'm going to get back into radio mode because I'm just like having a conversation with a friend here. I'm getting ready. Stay tuned because we'll be right back. This is one of my favorite jams right here on LA Talk Radio for Max and Friends.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy.
I'm getting ready. Ayo. Beach house vibes, maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a god that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci right here on LA Talk Radio.
Woo! You listen to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was my jam. Dasha and Nikki, oh, you better do your thing. I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
Right? That was a good little break
that
there.
Was so
right?
Nice.
Just let the music do your thing for the week. Because it's Sunday night. We're live in the studio. My guest, Dr. Tanji, check her show out here on LA Talk Radio Wednesday at 2 o'clock, latalkradio.com. That's how you're going to find it. Get the app. It's free. You know, the app is good.
Oh, it is.
It's a good free app. Okay, so we're talking about kingdom principles and your life.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for having me. I'm good. Thank you. It is so good to be here.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
It's just a chill time.
How about that?
It's what it is, you know? I think we inspire most when we're chill.
You know,
because there's no, there's just here we are, vulnerable,
right,
whatever.
Right.
I didn't know what I was going to throw to houses. I'm going to edit that song out and put up the thing, and it just happened.
But you did so good.
It sounded good. How you loving?
I know, right?
It sounded good. You know, we were talking about creating your life the other day, and I'm over the creating of your life because we're here.
Okay.
Life has been created.
Okay.
The creator created us. We're here.
Yes.
Now we got to design our life.
Yes.
Right?
And that's already done.
Right. And now we got to really for ourselves. And you're designing it on this earth, breath by breath, step by step, brick by brick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we weren't built to break.
No, we were not.
Right?
No, we were not.
So kingdom principles, they brought you through.
Yes. And they're still bringing me through.
Every day.
Because if no one shows up, Max, when I'm doing the show, it's so liberating and I'm so free just doing it. Sometimes I think I'm doing it for me and I'm like, no, you're doing it for her. You know, you're doing it for him. But
you're doing it.
I'm doing it. Yeah. And if I were to die right now, and I've said this before, I honestly could tell him, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for every tear, every time I thought that you weren't going to come through and I worried, I'm so sorry, but I've given everything that I'm supposed to give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, death is beautiful.
Oh, my God.
You know what? For me, I am like, people are like, how do you talk about it so freely? Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Death is free.
It is.
All it is saying, I'm ready. Yes. That's it.
Yes.
You know, it's like, that's the beautiful thing of death. And like, really to shift the paradigm of death and just to understand that it's just time and space. And like I said to you the other day, you know, it's like, what does it even mean? This is all just an illusion of time.
Right.
It is. We don't know if we're up, down, left, right. We have a perception of what we think it is.
Yeah.
And it's fun to have that perception.
Oh, absolutely.
But you could line, you know, it's like a piece of artwork. You could line 10 people up. Everyone's going to have something else to say about it. There's not going to be one, you know, one right or wrong.
Right.
It's all duality. It's all just being.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So speaking of being and believing, why is it important for you to spread the word about these principles?
Why? Because I am really sick and tired of people not living the life that they're supposed to live. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And it matters not that you're...
Okay, let me stop you for a minute.
Okay.
Because this is what I just heard.
All right.
That was unconscious conversation right there.
Okay.
Because physically, you're not sick, nor are you tired.
Mm.
Right?
So I don't know.
I can tell you you're not. I can see you're not. You're here right now. You're not sick and tired. So we say these words, right? I'm sick and tired of people not living X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Right? So instead of that, shift the paradigm further. What is it really you want people to be doing?
I want people to wake up every morning screaming, I'm alive and I'm doing what I was supposed to do.
And what would that do for you?
What would that do for me? It would give him glory.
There you go.
And it would make me feel like, hey, Dad.
Right.
Did you hear?
Right.
You know, I was able to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't about me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to decrease, and I really do mean that.
So instead of the I'm getting sick and tired,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to people wow. saying, wow, God.
Okay.
You nice. Feel it?
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Just saying. Because that's how we become unconsciously creating our present.
Oh.
By saying words have power. God said, let there be, and there was.
Absolutely.
He didn't think about it.
He just said it.
He said it.
Okay.
So when
okay.
we say things,
okay.
and like you said, dominion okay. and power, we have that okay. too.
Absolutely.
So we're giving that dominion and power
okay.
because what we say goes out and it goes into a void and never returns.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to people waking up
go.
Every morning.
Just say, well, I'm sweating. When I sweat on this show,
know right?
what that means?
I know, right?
It's
I know.
A spiritual workout. That's what we say here on Max and Friends. It's the truth. I get that spiritual workout sweat just from sitting in the chair. But anyway, so carry on.
Yes.
So spread the word about the principles.
Absolutely.
But you feel that, right?
That's what I
feel. And I want people to go into this week thinking, change your words.
Yeah.
Instead of I'm getting sick and tired, you're not.
You're not.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so looking forward.
Because you are looking forward to it. I can see it in your smile and your being.
Thank you.
In your just presence.
Thank you.
You really do look forward to people living their truth.
Oh, absolutely.
I know you do.
Oh, absolutely.
I can see it.
Oh, God,
yeah. So, spread the word about the principles.
Yes, absolutely.
You didn't think it was going to be this kind of show, did you?
Nope.
I love it. And I love, like, next year, we're going to have a glass blower on, then Leah Black will come
God.
On, and then
I
this
know.
One and that one. So, yeah, it's good. It's good to be live
it
in the studio.
It is so good to be live.
Okay. So, do you really believe you can make a difference in the world? Yes, you can.
Yes.
I know you can.
Yes.
I can answer that for you.
Yes.
We all can.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now, how are you making that difference?
How am I making a difference? I make a conscious effort to look at people when I say hello. Mm. I make a conscious effort to smile, even if you don't smile back at me.
Right.
If you see me, you know I'm from Mississippi. I'm going to give you one of the biggest hugs.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And if I make you feel uncomfortable, so what?
That's okay. You know, I'm reading a Japanese philosophy book right now called The Courage to Be Disliked.
Oh, wow.
And what that means is you don't have to go out there and be an asshole.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
It means
no.
that if you go out there and what resonates for you and brings you joy, if I'm going to give you a hug,
yeah.
I'll have the courage to be disliked if you don't like mm-hmm. me, but I'm going to do what's my truth and what's right for
Absolutely.
Me. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
No, there's a beautiful
like
vibration of having the courage to be disliked while living in your truth.
Wow.
No?
Yeah.
And it's okay. I don't need people to
like
me.
That.
Because I know I'm loved.
A long time ago, I stopped doing things that
right.
where people would say, hey, look at what she's doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give her a praise. I don't take it, you mm-hmm. know, I don't. If you say you like me, that's fine. Thank
right.
you very much. But if you say you don't, that's fine too.
My reality, listen, you got to have thick skin to be in this business, right?
Yeah.
So for me about being liked, it's okay if you don't like me because I already know I'm loved.
That's it.
So I don't need the mediocrity. Like is being like is the mediocrity.
Okay.
You know, I don't need to be liked.
Okay.
I'm already loved.
You're already
so
loved.
I have the courage to be disliked
because
it doesn't shake me.
Absolutely.
What are you working on now?
Oh my goodness. 4 books at one time.
I
kid you not. I do about 7 businesses every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I break them up into 2-hour segments.
Mm-hmm.
And then I write some.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've got deadlines now.
I love it.
And I've got my accountability partner that's
go.
Saying, you know what? You're going to finish. You're going to finish.
It's already done.
It's already done.
Yeah.
It's already done.
You know, I love what like Nicki Minaj was just singing. She goes, from food stamps to more ice
Come
than Gretzky.
On.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Oh,
you didn't see me jump over
I
here?
I know. A lot of people haven't. Because you know why?
Man.
People don't want the truth to be out there.
Wow.
We'll put all the other stuff. How many times you get shot?
Come
a lot.
On.
How many times? A lot. A lot. We'll hear that 40 times a day.
Absolutely.
And then what happens? You start believing that.
You start believing
yeah.
it.
Instead of here, yeah, listen, it's all the shift and it's all the paradigm shift and really creating the consciousness in your realm of what do I want to come into my life so therefore I can then put out.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So that's why we got to just always take a breath.
Take a breath.
And it brings us back right into the center of the moment. So if you're tuning in for the first time, I'm your host, Max Tucci for Max and Friends. You can find me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. How can they find you?
At Dr. Tongi Show.
Spell
Facebook, T-O-N-G-I-E, Tongi.
And then on
Dr.
Facebook,
Tongi.
Where does the name originate from?
Glad you asked. It is Tanzania, mm-hmm. and it's Oriental. It's mm-hmm. Asian.
Okay.
It's a part of a Kumite
okay.
martial arts that was started.
Beautiful.
So how two black parents got a wonderful name, I have no idea, but it has served me well. Wow. It has served me very well.
Did you ever look it up, what it means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
That warrior.
Warrior.
And then one who does not give up. Yeah.
If that's not you.
I know, right?
Right?
No, right?
That's the truth. Well, there's one thing that I know, that the illusion of time is before us, and where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. But we got to wrap this up
a
nice present and just give it to them and let them unwrap it at their convenience. Go to latalkradio.com/Max, where you can unwrap 11 years of shows. What do you want people to take with them into this week?
I want you to believe that everything you've ever wanted is already met. I want you to believe that your need is already met. And I purposely didn't say needs. Because you have one need, and that's the need for God to be in your life. Whatever you call him, that higher being, just believe that you're not here by a mistake. You have a purpose. You matter. And I love you so very much. Please live the life that you're supposed to live. Please, please, please wake up every morning and say, you know what? I got this. And you'll soon discover you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what you're looking forward
that's
to.
That's what I'm looking forward to. I love that.
And I'm looking forward to you all having a wonderful week this
Absolutely.
Week. And what I know for sure is that where we are, no matter where you are, is where exactly you're supposed to be at this moment in the illusion of time. But also, you know what? All those words are just words and y'all are confused about what it even means. So what I'll tell you is I see you, I hear you, and you matter. I love you for tuning in to Max and Friends. And you know what? Have the courage to be disliked. It doesn't mean you have to, like, you know, don't throw a shoulder, don't throw shade. Just be still in your truth. And it's okay if someone doesn't like you in it. And here's the reality that all we need to know is, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Take that into this week. I love you for tuning in to Max and Friends. Catch me every Sunday here on LA Talk Radio. Follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. If you find someone that you want to have on the show with me, email me max@maxtucci.com and stay tuned every Sunday night to Max and Friends. And now stay tuned every Wednesday at 2 p.m. to Dr. Tanji's show here on LA Talk Radio. Until next time, I love you all for listening. Take life to the max. Good night and good karma.
Thank you.
Love you,
good
Dr. Tanji.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Y'all.
Love you, Max.
Until next Sunday.